Esta es la casa del Señor.
It's a great honor to me, Guest House.
Good morning, church.
Las mudanzas siempre son difíciles. Especialmente cuando te tienes que mudar y no sabes para dónde vas.
Sometimes when you have to move, it's difficult, especially when you have no sense of direction.
When you don't know where you're going.
Pero Dios siempre está en control de toda situación.
No importa lo que Dios te pida,
porque Dios siempre te va a respaldar.
Él te va a proteger.
Él va a asegurarse que tú llegues donde Él quiere que tú llegues.
Simplemente tienes que ser obediente.
It doesn't matter wherever God sends you. All you have to do is just be obedient.
Knowing that
wherever you go,
He always will be with you.
He will always protect you.
He always will make a way for you.
Así que no tienes nada que temer.
So you have nothing to fear at all.
A la edad de 75 años,
se hace difícil
tener que dejar a tu casa, tu parentela, tus amistades, dejarlo todo.
At the age of 75,
it's very difficult to leave everything behind.
To start again.
To leave your family, your friends.
The land where you were born.
It's hard.
Recuerdo cuando vine de Panamá a los
15 años,
que tuve que dejar a mi abuela. Me crié con ella y fue difícil.
I remember when I left my country, when I left Panama, I was 15.
I was raised by my grandmother, my uncles,
and it was hard.
At first, I was excited to come here.
But then as I was leaving, it was very painful.
Cuando empecé, estaba emocionado porque iba a venir para aquí, para Estados Unidos.
Pero después, ahí es difícil de cómo irme, porque extrañaba tanto a mi abuela.
Pero las cosas,
it doesn't matter
as long as God is guiding you.
No importa
siempre y cuando Dios esté contigo guiándote
por todo el camino.
But there's times that God makes promises to you.
And the promises are there.
They're right here.
The question is,
what you have to do to be able to grab onto those promises.
Maybe there's something that you need to let go.
Las promesas que Dios tiene para sus hijos están escritas aquí. Están todas.
Pero la pregunta es,
¿qué tienes que hacer tú para poder apoderarte de ellas?
You have to remember one thing.
Yes, there's many promises.
But those promises
are for his children.
For people that will be obedient to him.
It's not that we have
to line up to God.
Sorry,
it's not that God needs to line up to us.
We need to line up to his plans.
If you want to see those promises to come true.
No es que tienes que nosotros tenemos que.
Perdón, no es que Dios se tenga que alinear a nosotros.
Es que nosotros tenemos que alinearnos a Dios para que esas promesas sean cumplidas.
Again, what is it that you have to let go?
What are you so attached to?
¿Cuáles son esas cosas a las cuales estás tan aferrado
que no quieres soltar?
In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, 17 through 19,
it says that
God asked Abraham
to give his son.
It's also in Genesis 22, 1 through 2.
God is asking Abraham to give the son of the promise,
to sacrifice him.
En el libro de Génesis 22, 1 al 2,
habla sobre Dios pidiéndole a Abraham que entregara a su hijo,
que lo sacrificara.
Y hace también referencia en Hebreo 11, del 17 al 19.
donde Dios le dice, entrégame a tu hijo, sacrifícalo. It's difficult. It's really hard. Something hard that he had to deal with. If that was you, you probably would be saying, how is possible the guy is asking me this? But Lord, that is the son of the promise. You promised me that son. How you ask me for that? Abraham a lo mejor estaba diciendo, pero Señor, ¿cómo es posible? Es el hijo de la promesa que tú me has prometido. ¿Cómo es posible que tú me lo pidas? God also gave his son, his only begotten son, for you and me. So God knows what it feels like to lose a son. He understands the pain, how hard it is to do it. But he did it because he loves you so much. El Señor sabe qué difícil es ese dolor. ¿Por qué pasó por ese mismo dolor? Él entregó a su hijo unigénito, el cual pagó todo el precio de tus pecados. By his stripes we're healed. Por sus llagas hemos sido sanados. So we cannot come and say that God doesn't know what pain is. What is to lose something very valuable? Because this is what Isaac meant to Abraham. It was something valuable. It was something very close to his heart. But he was obedient. His obedience was unconditional. Con todo esto, Abraham fue obediente. Y esta fue una obediencia incondicional. Él no tuvo miedo de entregarle algo tan valioso para él. Because he knew that if God promised him a son at a late age, when Sarah was already 90 and he was 100, he knew for sure that if God would take his son, that somehow God could even raise him up from the dead and return his son back alive. Aleluya. Él sabía, de todos modos, que si el mismo Dios que le prometió ese hijo y que si él se lo entregaba, él sabía muy bien que Dios es capaz de devolverle a su hijo, de que ese hijo volviera a vivir nuevamente. Gloria a Dios. Aleluya. There was no doubt in him. No tuvo ninguna duda en hacerlo. Ya le estaba listo para sacrificar a su hijo. He was already ready. He was ready to sacrifice his son. And then he heard a voice. Don't do it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Luego él oye esa voz que le dice, detente, no lo hagas. And when he looked to the side, there was the sacrifice right there waiting. Because God always provides. It doesn't matter how hard the situation gets. God will always provide. No importa tan difícil que sea la situación en tu vida, pero Dios siempre va a proveer. Aleluya. La misma manera que allí estaba el sacrificio que él iba a hacer. The thing is that we just have to be obedient to God. That is what he's demanding of all of us. Obedience to his word. Aleluya. Praise God. Lo único que Dios está pidiendo es la obediencia a su palabra. If we want to receive all these blessings, then we have to do something to receive them. We have to do like Job, when he lost everything. God gave and God took back. But blessed be the name of the Lord. A veces que tenemos que hacer como Job. Dios dio y Dios quitó. Bendito sea el nombre del Señor. Gloria a Dios. Aleluya. But see, the thing is that we need to get closer to God. We have to do whatever it takes to receive those promises. Even as Jacob had to fight that angel because he wanted to be blessed. He wanted a blessing. So he grabbed on to that angel and said, you're not leaving until you bless me. Igualmente como Job hizo, que agarró al ángel y no lo dejaba ir. Y le decía, no te vas hasta que me bendigas. Aleluya. You have to fight for that battle. You have to fight for that blessing. If that's something that you desire, that's the desire of your heart, get closer to God. Make sure that you have a good relationship with Him. Asegúrate de pelear por esas bendiciones en tu vida. Aférrate al Señor. Tú tienes que agarrarte de esas promesas. Aleluya. You just have to believe that they will come to pass. Simplemente tienes que creer que esas promesas serán cumplidas. Gloria a Dios. What is the Lord asking you to leave behind? ¿Qué el Señor te está pidiendo que tú sueltes? Next week they're going to show a video about Puerto Rico. La próxima semana van a enseñar un video sobre Puerto Rico. Many people have to lose their roof to see that there is still a God. Hallelujah. Hay personas que perdieron sus techos y ahora tienen que mirar hacia arriba y darse cuenta que Dios aún existe. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, with the magnitude that this hurricane hit the island, there was supposed to be more casualties. There should have been more dead. But thank God for His mercy and kindness. Con la intensidad que este huracán arrasó por esa isla, deberían haber muchos más muertos. Pero gracias, Señor, por su bondad, por su misericordia. Todavía nos da un chance. He still gives us a second chance. It's a God of many opportunities. God wants the best for you. But sometimes He has to allow situations in your life. Because we have to learn to depend on Him. Nosotros tenemos que aprender a depender del Señor. No importa por la situación que tú estés pasando. You have to make sure that you are rooted in Christ. Hallelujah. So when those storms start to come your way, it doesn't matter which way it's taking you. You might be rocking to left or to the right. And you might even be getting close to touching the ground. But it doesn't matter, because if you're rooted in Christ, you're not going nowhere. Hallelujah. After the storm, you start to straighten up again. And you get new strength and keep going forward. Hallelujah. But you have to see His presence. No importa la situación por la cual tú estés pasando, siempre y cuando tú estés en Cristo, mientras que tú estés fundado sobre esa roca, aleluya, no importa qué fuerte es ese viento, puede venir tirarte hacia la izquierda o a la derecha, puede estar hasta tocando el piso, pero la tormenta no va a acabar contigo, porque te enderezarás y recibirás nuevas fuerzas. Gloria a Dios, aleluya. But you have to see His presence. You need to get closer to God. Hallelujah. You want those promises. Many people, they want to receive the promises, but they refuse to get closer to the Creator. Hallelujah. To the great I Am. We have to just get closer to Him. No matter the situation that we go through in life, we have to learn to trust God. So when He says, pack up and go, you pack up and go, believing that He will be with you wherever you go. No importa la situación que venga, cuando el Señor te diga, empaque y camina, que tú puedas hacerlo confiando siempre que Dios va a estar contigo donde sea que tú vayas. Because He's watching upon your life. Hallelujah. Where would we be today if it wasn't for His mercy and kindness? Hallelujah. ¿Qué sería de nosotros si no fuera por su misericordia y su bondad? ¿Dónde estuviéramos hoy? Maybe many would be on the 6 feet. Tal vez muchos estuviéramos bajo 6 pies de tierra. Pero gracias, Señor. Thanks, Lord, for your mercy and kindness. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God wants to bless us all. The thing is that we have to get closer to Him. It's about getting to know God. For God to know who we are. It doesn't matter what we do. What everything that we do should be to honor and to bring honor and glory to His holy name. No importa lo que nosotros hagamos, pero siempre debe ser para traerle honra y gloria al Señor. Hoy en día vemos muchas personas por allí que andan con Biblias. No necesariamente quiere decir que son cristianos. Today we see many people out there going with Bibles. That doesn't really mean that they're Christian. Aleluya, gloria a Dios. That's like I was at the prison one time, and I was asked, what the cross represents? I said, nothing. The cross was just a gift from my wife. It doesn't really represent nothing. And they were like, what? You're a pastor, and you don't believe in the cross? I said, no, don't get me wrong. The cross doesn't mean nothing. What it means is the person that was upon the cross. That is what in whom I believe. The one that was on the cross that is no longer on the cross. Estando en la prisión, le hablo con estas personas allí y me preguntan, ¿qué simboliza esa cruz? Y yo le digo, nada, eso fue un regalo de mi esposa. Y quedan con la boca abierta. Porque dice, pero tú eres pastor y ¿tú no crees en la cruz? Yo le digo, no, espérense un segundito. La cruz en sí no representa nada. Lo importante es quién estuvo en esa cruz. ¿En quién tú crees? ¿Tú crees en la cruz o tú crees en Cristo? Porque mi Cristo no está muerto. Mi Cristo está vivo. I don't know about you, but my God is not dead. My God is alive. Hallelujah. He's no longer on that cross. But you see, these people are still so stuck in the old ways. Or they're trying to put so many restrictions in your life. Well, you know what? This is our testing ground. This is what we're supposed to be practicing on how to praise God. Because this is all we're going to be doing when we get to heaven. Este es nuestro tiempo donde estamos supuestos de practicar cómo adorar a Dios. Porque cuando lleguemos al cielo, eso es lo que vamos a estar haciendo 24/7. Gloria a Dios, aleluya. And these people that they so stuck that they have a problem with people using jewelry. Well, I got news for you. They're not planning going to heaven. Or they never read the book of Revelation. Because it says that you're going to be walking with streets of gold. It said that the doors is going to be a huge pearl. So what they're going to do? They're going to be floating on the air. And they're never going to enter because it's a pearl, it's a jewel. ¿Qué quieren hacer estas personas que tienen problemas con las joyas? Porque la palabra dice, en el libro de Revelación, en Apocalipsis, dice que vamos a caminar sobre calles de oro, mar de cristal. Puertas que serán una perla enorme. Aleluya. Yo no sé, estas personas piensan en flotar sobre el aire. ¿O será que no piensan en ir allá? Maybe these people is not actually planning to go to heaven. I don't know. But you know what? God is always in control. All that God is demanding of us is to see His presence, to get closer to Him. Because it doesn't matter what you go through in life. You see, you might slip and fall. You might go down. But He's always there to pull you back up. He's not going to leave you in that slimy pit. He is with you in that slimy pit. Hallelujah. Just like He was with Joseph when he was in that cistern. No importa por lo que tú pases. Aunque tú vengas y tú resbales, pues estás seguro que Él está allí para levantarte nuevamente. No importa en qué hoyo te hayan metido,
No importa que te echen en el pozo como hicieron con José. Aún Dios estaba con él dentro de ese pozo. Aleluya. If you honor God, God is going to honor you. If you want God to answer the petitions of your heart, get closer to Him. Jesus did many healing. In one occasion, a person that had leprosy came to Him. And the first thing that He did, He kneeled down and He praised Jesus and He said, Lord, if it's your will, if it's your will you heal me? Jesús hizo muchos milagros, mucha sanación. En una ocasión vino una persona leprosa donde él y se postró ante él y le adoró. Él le dijo, Señor, si es tu voluntad, puedes sanarme. You see, these ways to get things accomplished. Just like we're having this healing service tonight, we're going according to what the scripture says. Call upon the elders. Let them anoint you. Okay? You have to follow the instruction that the Lord is giving us. Hoy vamos a tener el servicio de sanidad. Según la palabra dice, si hay algún enfermo, llame a los ancianos que sean ungidos, que oren por él. Okay. So in the same way, if you want those promises to come to pass, then are you doing the right thing? Are you honoring God with your testimony, what people actually see in you? ¿Estás tú dando buen testimonio allá afuera? ¿Qué es lo que la persona ve en ti? Por las promesas que Dios tiene, se cumplen. The promises that God has for His children will come to pass. The Lord promised Noah that if he builds the ark, he will protect his family. And it came to pass. Dios le promete a Noé, que si construía el arca, él y su familia iban a ser salvos. Y se cumplió. God promised Joshua, excuse me, that the walls of Jericho will fall down. And that they were going to have the victory. And it came to pass. They didn't have to climb the walls. Those walls just came down. Hallelujah. Dios le promete a Josué la victoria sobre Jericho. Que esas murallas se iban a caer. Y se cumplió. Ellos no tuvieron que subirse por ninguna pared. No necesitaban una escalera. Porque esas murallas se cayeron. Esa promesa se cumplió. David fue ungido a temprana edad. Tuvo que esperar 12 años. Pero él fue prometido ser el próximo rey. Y se cumplió. God promised David at an early age when he was still out there with the sheep. He was anointed. And he was promised that he was going to be the next king of Israel. Even though it took 12 years. It took about 12 years before he actually became king. But those promises came to pass. Jesus promised to send the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. Jesús prometió enviar al Consolador, al Espíritu Santo. Y llegó. Jesus also said that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. And the church is standing strong over 2,000 years. Jesús prometió que la... excuse me. Jesús prometió que las puertas del infierno no prevalecerían contra la iglesia. Y la iglesia aún sigue de pies por más de 2,000 años. Aleluya, gloria a Dios. ¿Qué Dios ha prometido a ti? What is it that God has promised you? The last promise that Jesus made was that he was going to go and prepare a room. He was going to go and prepare a place. And he said, I will come back again. I will come back again for my church. He's coming back. Are you ready to go when you hear the sound of those trumpets? Will you be ready to go if those trumpets will sound right this moment? Jesús prometió que él volvería nuevamente. Él fue a preparar lugar para nosotros. Y él dijo, pero regresaré por mi iglesia. ¿Estás tú listo para irte con el Señor? ¿Estás tú listo para irte al sonar las trompetas? Oh, praise God, hallelujah. Are you willing to leave everything behind? Are you willing to just say, Lord, here I am. ¿Estás tú listo para dejar todo? ¿Estás tú listo para decirle, Señor, aquí estoy listo? Those promises will come to pass. In God's time. You have to remember, it's not what we want. It's not when we want it. It's definitely not now. It's in his time. Recuérdate que no es cuando tú quieras. No es lo que tú quieras. Es cuando el Señor diga todo en su tiempo. But if you want to receive those promises, then you need to pay that price. On your knees, praying. Well, if you cannot kneel, that's fine. You can still be standing and pray. Or you could even be laying in bed and pray. But you need to pay that price, seeking his presence, spending time with him. Hallelujah. Necesitas pagar ese precio. Ya sea de tus rodillas, ya sea en la oración, ya sea en la lectura de la palabra, pero tienes que buscar su presencia. Glory to God, hallelujah. You have to seek his presence. Look, it doesn't matter how awful your voice is. Not everybody has a beautiful voice like my sister here. But you see, when you start to do something for your own honor and glory, that will not move God. But when you get somebody that has it could have the worst voice, that and this person starts to sing and everybody stops and starts to cover their ears because it starts to make their ears ring. But you see, that person might be doing it from their heart. And God might stand up and say to the angels, silence. I want to listen to my son that is praising me right now. Hallelujah. Tú puedes tener la peor voz del mundo. Hay personas que tienen una voz tan bella como mi hermanita aquí. Pero si tú tienes la peor voz del mundo, pero si tú quieres adorar a Dios de corazón, y tú empiezas a cantar y todo el mundo deja de cantar y empieza a ver que la gente tapándose los oídos porque le empiezan a rezumbar por el chillido que haces, pero sabes que no importa. Porque cuando lo haces de corazón, eso hace que Dios se mueva de su asiento. Eso provoca que Dios se pare y le diga a los ángeles, silencio, quiero escuchar a mi hijo que me está adorando. Gloria a Dios. Aleluya. You have to see what you have to get detached of. Are you willing to let go of anything that's keeping you from getting closer to God? Te tienes que despojar de cualquier cosa que te esté evitando acercarte cada día más y más al trono de la gracia. Aleluya, gloria a Dios. Let's pray. Padre Santo, te damos honra y gloria, Señor. Gracias, Padre amado, por todo lo que tú vienes haciendo
en tu casa. Bendice a mis hermanos,
que podamos, Señor, hacer tu voluntad.
Que en todo lo que hagamos, Padre, sea para darte honra y gloria.
Dear Lord, we come before you this moment. We humble ourselves, Lord. Lord, please remove anything that's keeping us from getting closer to you, so that your will be done. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.